Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, one of the omissions that we can sometimes make in our evangelism and discipleship is the part where the Great Commission says, make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. So we're not just supposed to be telling folks about Christ, but we are also to be showing them what it looks like to follow Christ. I'm talking about one-on-one, follow me as I follow Christ. If you want to know what it looks like to follow Jesus, then you can watch me. I invite you into my life to observe my life, and I will teach you as well what it means to follow Christ with joy, even when it means that I may have to repent of some of the things that I've done. And we see this with Philip. He is leading the Ethiopian to observe and follow Jesus from a heart of faith. Notice that the Ethiopian asked in Acts chapter 8, verse 36, and as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here's water. What is preventing me from being baptized? In other words, why shouldn't I get dunked? So Philip has clearly communicated the gospel to this fellow. He's believing in a saving way. Philip's account of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Jesus is his man, his savior, his king. And Philip has told him about identifying with Christ through baptism. And you can almost feel the excitement and the joy in the Ethiopian's question. What prevents me from being baptized? Is there anything that keeps me from being obedient to Christ? Well, that's an interesting question because under Judaism, which is probably what the Ethiopian was practicing, the answer would have been, well, you're a eunuch, so you can follow God, but you have to keep your distance. Full membership into the congregation of Israel was not possible because of his physical condition. You can read about it into Deuteronomy chapter 23. But Philip has told him that Jesus has made a way for all peoples. It doesn't matter that he's Ethiopian. It doesn't matter that he's a eunuch. Full justification with God is available for all those who trust in Christ alone, who love and cherish Christ. You don't have to get fixed up or dressed up or cleaned up. Jesus will invite you and command you and say, come to me. Are you weary? Are you thirsty? Are you worn and tired? Do you see God's holiness and do you realize your need for atonement? Then look to the cross. The depth of my love for you is displayed there. And look at the empty tomb because the power of my love is there. You can't clean yourself up enough. Let me do that. Just come to me. That's what Jesus says. Justification then produces sanctification, not the other way around. The Ethiopian eunuch is ready to be obedient because he has realized that his full justification is in Jesus Christ. So we are to lead people in a joyful, faith-filled obedience, an obedience that springs from faith and love in Christ. That type of obedience leads to joy. And you see this all over the pages of Acts. Beat the apostles, they rejoice. Stone a believing brother, he rejoices. Disperse Christians, and they lead whole villages to rejoice. Share Christ with an Ethiopian who becomes a follower of Christ. He rejoices. Obedience that springs from faith in Christ leads to joy in Christ, no matter the earthly outcome. What God desires to hear more and more from your life and from my life is, I trust you, even when the path is difficult, and even when the plan doesn't make sense, I trust you, and I will follow you. Does your obedience spring from faith and love for Christ, or does it come from traditionalism and legalism? Does it excite you to know that the Spirit is here to lead us to learn the story of the Bible so we can share it and use it to disciple others? We are praying that your obedience springs from faith and leads you to much joy day by day. When you pray today, pray for Pablo and Miriam and Felipe Munoz ministering in Chile. And also remember the Khmer broadcast in the target area of Cambodia.